I know I feel better overall when I get outside and I get active. But when I don't have the right gear, especially when the weather is unpredictable this spring, it's harder to live that life that I really want. And that's why I'm sort of obsessed now with my Vessi shoes. I have two pairs, and I'm literally wearing at least one of them every day because Vessis are so comfortable, they're easy to get on and off when I'm on the go, and they are super stylish. I love how they look. Plus, get this, they're also 100% waterproof. And I really turn to my Stormburst high tops when I'm ready for a bit more adventuring out and about. They are so versatile, though. I can wear them for everyday errands and getting things done, or taking them into the elements, from beach days to walking around the city to a rainy day hike. Elevate your spring wardrobe with Vessi's Stormburst shoes. Discover more at vessi.com/newsworthy. Get your pair today to get an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout and be ready to step out in style, rain or shine. Trust me, you will not regret this. Go to vessi.com/newsworthy to get your new favorite shoes with an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout.
Today is Tuesday, September 24th. World leaders are gathering in New York City. What to expect today and what's already getting lots of attention. And why 600,000 travelers are now stranded. Plus, the country that could be banned from the 2020 Olympics and the new kind of device expected soon from Amazon. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. President Trump is returning to the world's biggest stage today. He's speaking before world leaders at the United Nations General Assembly in New York. This is his third time doing this. NPR reports he might have a tough audience, though. Some world leaders have said that while the U.S. is still powerful, it's losing its spot as a global leader, at least in part because of President Trump's America First theme. He's also pulling the U.S. out of some international agreements. At the same time, though, Politico reports world leaders will be listening in for what Trump says about things like the U.S. trade war with China, since that has a big impact on the global economy, and what he says about the Middle East, especially when it comes to Iran. Remember, the U.S. and now some other countries blame Iran for the recent attack on oil sites in Saudi Arabia, which impacted the global oil supply. Ukraine is also a hot topic this week. For one, the country is dealing with a lot of corruption. But also, Ukraine is reportedly at the center of that whistleblower's complaint we've been talking about this week. Media outlets have cited sources who say President Trump offered military aid to Ukraine's leader if the country investigated Joe Biden and his family. And he even reportedly froze millions of dollars in aid to Ukraine days before that call. Of course, Biden is one of Trump's rivals in the 2020 race for president. So if the accusation is true, it would mean Trump pressured a foreign power to help him out politically. House Democrats want to see the call's transcripts, the complaint details, and a new investigation. But the Washington Post reports Trump defended himself again during UN meetings yesterday, saying yes, he talked about Biden and corruption on that call with Ukraine's leader, but he never pressured anyone and did nothing wrong. Expect more talk about this tomorrow when Trump has a scheduled meeting with Ukraine's president, Volodymyr Zelensky. The meeting is part of Trump's busy few days as world leaders gather in New York for another session of the UN General Assembly. So far, Trump has also led a session on religious freedom and made a quick, unexpected stop at the UN Climate Summit. Speaking of the UN Climate Action Summit yesterday, it was teenage activist Greta Thunberg who took center stage and got a lot of attention in media coverage. The reason? She was visibly angry in her speech to global leaders. With tears in her eyes, the 16-year-old firmly told presidents and executives, quote, "We are in the beginning of a mass extinction and all you can talk about is the money." She said several times, "How dare you," for leaving it up to young people to deal with the consequences of climate change. USA Today reports she and others filed a formal complaint with the UN. Remember, Thunberg has helped encourage students around the world to get involved on this issue. And just on Friday, she helped organize one of the largest environmental protests ever. The world's oldest travel company suddenly went out of business, stranding hundreds of thousands of travelers all over the world. The company, Thomas Cook, declared bankruptcy, and it means both current and future flights and vacations are now canceled. Reuters reports 600,000 of the budget travel company's clients were traveling abroad in various countries at the time the company went belly up. Most of these travelers are from Britain, and the country's prime minister is now trying to help them out. The UK is chartering planes, but it's going to take time to get everyone home. On top of that, many more people had travel plans already booked with the company, but those trips will not happen. Thomas Cook executives said the company tried to make a deal with creditors or get a government bailout, but neither came through. Tropical storm Karen is headed toward Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands. ABC News reports the storm is supposed to bring a lot of rain today and tomorrow, and officials are worried about flooding. They've closed schools and have asked people to stay inside. Some areas there are still recovering from Hurricane Maria that hit the region 2 years ago. This storm is not nearly as strong as that one, but it can still have an impact. So warnings are in place, and already the governor of Puerto Rico has declared a state of emergency. Forecasters are also keeping an eye on Tropical Storm Karen because there's a chance it could hit the Bahamas and the U.S. mainland next week. Also of note, a 6.0 magnitude earthquake struck off the coast of Puerto Rico late last night, followed by two aftershocks. The AP says it was the strongest quake to hit the island in recent years, but as of early this morning, there were no immediate reports of serious damage. Russia might be banned from next year's Olympics. ESPN reports the World Anti-Doping Agency found, quote, inconsistencies in Russia's data, and wants Russia to explain how several positive drug tests were deleted from a database. Russia has 3 weeks to explain now, but The Guardian reports there's a strong possibility Russia will be banned from the 2020 Olympic Games in Tokyo. This might also impact other competitions like the World Cup. And keep in mind, this is not the first time Russia has faced these types of allegations. In fact, Russia had to turn over the doping data in order to get a suspension lifted just last year. Stay tuned. More news ahead, but first, thank you to our sponsor today, Blinkist. When we get busy, finding the time to read can be the first thing to go. But what are we not learning or discovering because of that? Well, Blinkist makes reading and learning faster and easier. Blinkist is the only app that takes the best key takeaways from thousands of nonfiction books and breaks them down for you into just 15 minutes. From self-help to business to history, 8 million people are already using Blinkist, including me. It's perfect for when I need some motivation or new information, or I need something to do when I'm bored waiting in a line and I don't want to scroll through social media anymore. And when you sign up, I highly recommend checking out Factfulness. I read it on Blinkist, and it quickly explains how our world is actually doing better than you might think. You'll also find books like The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. And right now, Blinkist has a special offer for our audience. Go to Blinkist.com/news to start your free 7-day trial. That's Blinkist, spelled B-L-I-N-K-I-S-T, Blinkist.com/news to start your free 7-day trial. Blinkist.com/news. Now, back to the news. It's official. Apple will continue making its Mac Pro desktop computers in the U.S. The Wall Street Journal reports the Mac Pro is the only Apple computer made here, but Apple was thinking about moving their manufacturing overseas. And the reason was tariffs. Some of the parts Apple needs to make those computers come from China, but the price of those parts went up because of the U.S. tariffs on Chinese goods. For that reason, the Trump administration granted Apple exemptions from some of these levies, so Apple says it'll keep production in Texas. Apple says most of its products are made with parts coming from many different places, including the U.S., China, Japan, and South Korea. Coming soon from Amazon, Alexa-powered wireless earbuds with fitness tracking. CNBC reports they're expected to cost about $100, and they'll be able to track things like running distance, burned calories, and pace, marking Amazon's first official health-related device. Amazon has not officially announced these yet, but they are expected to be revealed at Amazon's annual hardware event in Seattle tomorrow. Amazon is also working on a bigger Echo device with better sound quality. Another gaming subscription service is coming out, this time from Google. It's called Play Pass, and for $5 a month, users will get access to 350 ad-free games and apps. It's similar to Apple's new Apple Arcade, which came out last week. But the biggest difference is that the games Apple is offering are exclusive to that service, while the ones on Google's Play Pass are still available to everyone else for either purchase or they're ad-supported. Play Pass rolls out this week for Android devices. The numbers are in. Ratings for the 71st Emmy Awards hit an all-time low. Deadline says nearly 7 million people watched the award show Sunday night. That's about 30% less than last year, which before this was the smallest ever. The AP says this is the first time an Emmy audience has dipped below 10 million people. Some experts think Sunday Night Football is to blame. The Los Angeles Rams were playing the Cleveland Browns. but also TV in general has changed. There are many more options, and not everyone has heard of all the shows that were nominated. And of course, people can easily get updates on social media or other platforms instead of tuning in to the award show. And that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening. And thanks to those of you sending in your pictures, videos, and screenshots of you sharing the Newsworthy with your friends and family. I love knowing you're helping others stay informed, and you can win prizes because of it. Remember, we are in the middle of the September Share-a-thon. Share the Newsworthy with friends and family. Take a video, picture, or screenshot as you help them subscribe. Then either post that to social media and tag me or email us, staff@thenewsworthy.com. And you'll be entered into the giveaway, getting an entry for every person you subscribe. So take part and help us spread the word and win because of it. As always, you can read more about any of the news stories we talked about today in your podcast app or over on thenewsworthy.com/show notes. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 a.m. I'll be back with more news tomorrow. Have a great day.
Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.